And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, back in the studio with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, and we have a great show for you today. Captain Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing is here, and also we're all going to be over at the Dana Landing Big Sale today after the show, and a lot going on over there at Dana Landing. We're going to hear from Steve and Ron and the whole gang there, but a lot going on today. Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Ford is celebrating our country's 250th anniversary with big savings for you. Employee pricing is back at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. You pay what we pay across the full lineup of Ford trucks and SUVs. We're here for those who build America, those who believe that giving everything we've got today will pay for tomorrow. Who will drive America forward for 250 years to come? If that's who you are, you value what we value, and you should pay what we pay. Now get employee pricing across the Ford lineup. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
If you spend serious time on the water, you already know how fast conditions can change. Glare shifts, light drops, wind kicks up, and when you're fishing all day, your gear has to keep up. That's why Costa built the Pilot House Pro. It's a semi-rimless shield designed to give you a full, unobstructed view of the water with the clarity Costa's known for and the protection serious anglers actually need. Pilot House Pro is Z87.1 Plus safety rated, ventilated to fight fog, and built to stay locked in when things get rough. From flying hooks to long hours in the sun, it's made for real conditions, not just the easy parts of the day. If you want eyewear that works as hard as you do on the water, check out the Pilot House Pro at CostaDelMar.com. See what's out there. Safety rated in U.S. only.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I say that for Dwayne, but like I feel like the same thing for you, Pete. Man, welcome back, buddy. It was a hell of a trip.
Thanks.
Some fun fishing. Fun fishing in Montana. It was fun fishing for Dwayne down below. Today's gonna be a good show, man. We're talking about lots, no doubt.
Yeah. Thanks for good to be back. And Dwayne, good to have you back.
Yeah, good to have you.
Yeah, stoked to be here. Thanks for having me, guys.
Big day because it's your home port. Dana Landing's having a big sale, right?
Yep, big Dana Landing summer kickoff sale today. It's a great event. They've been doing it a couple of years. Tons of cool stuff you can get there. Good sale prices, good deals.
Yeah,
it's going to be a cool event. We'll be down there right after this.
Pretty awesome stuff. So you've been traveling, and now you're back here fishing.
Yeah, just finally got my feet planted here in San Diego. I was gone since October, down in Mexico for 4 months.
And nice.
We did Panama for about a month, and then back to Mexico, and then here we are again.
How fun.
Where were you in Panama?
We're in Bocas del Toro. I went down there with my other captain, Nico, and we hosted a couple weeks at Red Frog Bungalows Resort. It's a all-inclusive surf and fish resort there in the Caribbean side of Panama. World-class fishing, world-class waves. We got a
on the Caribbean waves?
Yeah, absolutely incredible waves.
No kidding. Yeah. I didn't know they had waves in the Caribbean.
Yeah, it's the East Coasters call it the quote-unquote poor man's Indonesia.
Huh.
So it's a truly, truly special place, really biodiverse, rainforest all the way up to the water, tropical islands, no cars, all boats, like boat taxis everywhere, kind of like water world.
Really?
What a trip that is. How fun.
Yeah, and then they have what I would consider world-class jigging there, you know, slow pitch, fast jigging, whatever. I've never seen fishing that good as far as like mutton snappers, dog snappers, black grouper, red throat grouper. You name it, you get bored of jigging, you control wahoo, blackfin, yellowfin. It's really cool. It's all really, really close.
So. Sick.
And how far from Panama City?
It's about a 45-minute puddle jumper flight out of PTY.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you just fly back up to the northeast into the Caribbean there. You fly into Isla Colon. And, you just get a ride to the dock and You're in Waterworld from there on out.
That's so cool.
Yeah, wow. It's a place we'll be going probably for the next few years in Hosa. We're going to do another month down there next year.
How did you find that? How did that come about?
You know, it was all through, like, friends of friends. During COVID, the owner of the resort, Scotty Below, he's you know, been surfing and traveling and exploring the world for surf his whole life. And during COVID, they couldn't do anything. Same with a lot of people here. He's like, okay, well, I got to get on the water. And the only way to do it was to be a fisherman commercial. So he's like, okay, I'll try this out. And fell in love with fishing from COVID. And
that's doing great.
That. Yeah. So he invited me out to help kind of get a lay of the land offshore. And then we just became friends over the years. And now it's kind of like, let's do like a collab event or a collab month where you're hosting guys and we're fishing.
How fun.
And what kind of boats are you fishing from?
He's got a Robalo, it's a 28 Robalo. It's a pretty killer center console with tower. It's one of the older ones, super wide, really good offshore. And then he has a 28-foot Super Ponga.
Wow. Yeah. And so do you surf from right from the resort, or do you travel on the boats to go to the
There
surf?
Are some waves right out front. It's kind of sand-dependent. So mostly we are traveling by boat. You know, there's a couple waves that you'll never see another person at. It's like an hour and a half boat ride. Wow. And then you can go to Isla Colon. There's several reef passes and waves there as well. You go from boat. So
who thought that there was surf on the east coast, of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
It's like, right? I never knew.
And everybody I tell says the same thing until we get there. Or if they've gone, they're like, oh, yeah. Shh.
Yeah, that's fun. How cool.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. So what about here?
Speaking of fun, how about the backyard?
It was pretty nice to roll in the town into what's going on this year. Obviously, this warm water anomaly is really taking effect, and we're starting to see the effects from it being here all winter. You know, my first trip, I think, was like 3 weeks ago when I got back from Mexico. We just fired up the boat and took the boys out, and I couldn't believe what we got into. You know, I saw one big bird deal way off the distance, got close, big breezer, then saw a couple of yellowfin jump. I figured, okay, you know, I heard they're around. Maybe it's just a mixed school, slid in through bait, stuff charged the boat, and it was straight yellowfin. I think we had 15 yellowfin and a bluefin on one drift.
Wow.
And downsized, got a couple more fish, and then went to the next bird school, literally like three quarters of a mile away, and same deal. Through bait, charged the boat, and a straight bluefin.
And that was in April.
Yeah. So we were all kind of looking at each other like, wow, this is pretty special. So it was really cool to see that. Local fishing that we've dipped our toes in has been really good. Nico's been running trips pretty consistently, and he's been catching fish daily. So it's good. I really like how it feels. I think we're going to have a really, really good season. Just excited to see what develops as the water gets warmer and warmer and warmer.
Yeah. I mean, is it getting warmer?
Right now, I think it's kind of – it's been hovering like 63, 65, 64, 66, like right there. But, you know, obviously we're dealing with the May gray. You know, not a lot of solar heating on it. I think we have some south in the water right now. We have more south coming. You know, all that stuff, once the clouds clear, we start getting some sunny skies and some south swell, I think it's going to elevate pretty quickly. Right. Yeah.
And then they're saying that the big El Nino isn't really going to happen until later in the summer, right?
Yeah, which is okay with me. You know, I think everybody in Southern California has their fingers crossed for one thing to show up here in the fall.
Yeah. Long and skinny and has sharp teeth.
Yeah. I've been digging through my tackle center and pulling out stuff like that, getting ready, just wistful thinking.
Hey, we'll take yellowfin, bluefin, yellowtail.
Yeah.
Yeah, you been fishing the islands at all?
I have. It's fished down there 3 times. It's been really, really fun every time I've been down there. We were down to
big
pile.
Fish.
Yeah.
Did you see the San Diego? Yeah. One? It was like, 39 pounds?
Oh,
I think he was bigger than that. 45 dressed.
45
dressed. That's a stud of a fish. Giant one.
Yeah.
Guanajuato grade.
Yeah, no kidding.
In the backyard.
Yeah, and they got it.
Yeah, and it's been fun. And then, you know, that's been the other thing that's been so fun at the landing is there's been so many good scores of, you know, good-sized bluefin, like the good catchable, you know, 30 to 60 pounders. But then all the fun stories of, like, oh, we had 3 schools of those, and then the fourth one, everybody hooked a 120-pounder, and we lost all of them because we were planning on catching 30-pounders on 25-pound. And one guy pulled on one for 2 hours and got it, and so we got a 150. I mean, there's been all the big potential to go along with the, you know, great fishing on regular ones. It's good times right now, man. Yeah. This is fun times.
Have you
times.
Caught any big ones, Dwayne?
Yeah, we got like a 110
wow.
a couple weeks ago. And Jared Lane's new boat went out and shook it down. And
Oh, yeah, the new Blackman.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
The boat's amazing. I've been fishing that boat for years since it was in the Bingham family, and really stoked to see him pick that thing up. It's a legendary boat. Gets bit, for sure.
That's awesome.
That's, that was so fun. And it's just mixed schools, though, like Ricky was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. You're kind of be like picking away at, you know, fun, user-friendly grade, and boom, there's, here comes big ones.
The other thing that's been so fun here and, you know, customers and buds is there's lots of jig strikes to go around this year, too, which is such a fun equalizer,
yeah.
You know, to get to, you know, obviously your game plan and all the things, but to be able to drive around and have the clicker go off. And then even the potential of a 100-pounder eating, you know, eating your Laser Pro as you drive around. It's pretty special stuff going on right now.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So are you still doing the South Pacific thing?
This year I took a break from it just because we had our place in Mexico all finished up and spent a lot of time there just kind of settling in, like enjoying it. You know, it's been a few years of waiting and bouncing around while I'm down there, so it was nice to get my feet planted and have a home. We did a lot of really fun fishing down there, though. We got a little 14-foot tiller-powered tinny, and we're beach-launching it through the surf right there at Cerritos and having just all-time mornings, big Dorado, marlin, free-swimming wahoo. We hooked a couple that fell off, but literally, like, I could pick up my binos and see my dog in the window.
Wow.
That's so
it's
fun.
It's really
cool.
Less than a mile off the beach.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're just north of Cabo there?
Just north of Cabo, about an hour, yeah.
Yeah. How nice.
That's rad.
Love it.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
And that's home base for the wintertime.
That's home base, exactly.
What a great way to do it.
Yeah. So tell us about Pinnacle Sport Fishing here. What's the deal? Are there charters available?
Yeah. So we run 4-pack fishing charters. We got a few different boats to offer you: 33 Everglades, 28 Parker, and 25 Parker. Captain Nico Lanis and myself, along with Sequoia Stone Cipher, will be your captains. We do have availability on the 28 and the 25 as soon as next week. 33 is pretty full. I don't have anything open until about August 20th. So definitely look us up, 619-850-7575 or www.pinnaclesportfishing.com. We'd love to get you guys on the water. It's going to be a great year to be a sport fisherman here in Southern California, so take advantage.
You speak so highly of Captain Nico and Sequoia as well, but when did the transition happen when you picked up a phone and you have a regular that was asking to not go with you? You know what I mean? Because I know what good fishing he has, and that's got to be a prideful thing and fun when all of a sudden the guy calls and is not looking for you to go.
I love that. You know, Nico just turned 22 this week, and he's been working with me since he turned 18. Obviously, he came from the sport boat fleet. But the kid's just got a knack for detail. He's very observant. He lives and thrives on the ocean. If he's not fishing, he's surfing. He's just tapped in. So with his demeanor teamed with all that stuff, he's definitely developed a following, which is impressive at 22 years old. I think he's got at least 5 groups that absolutely love fishing with him.
Wow.
They want to fish with him.
That's great.
You know, it's the young energy he has. It's just the total package. He's a frother, and it's just good to see that.
That's awesome.
It's really good to see that.
Yeah, that's cool. And so one of you or Nico or Sequoia will be running the boat when people go fishing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, mainly I'll run the 33. Nico runs the 28, and Sequoia does the 25 or kind of fills in if anybody needs a day.
Oh, super.
Yeah, Sequoia's been with us for almost 10 years. He's kind of been a fill-in. He's, you know, also runs yachts and really good kid. He's been fishing locally and around here for a couple decades.
And what is the power on those three boats?
On the Everglades, we've got twin 450 Yamahas.
Wow.
Yeah.
450.
How fast does that thing go?
That boat tops out about 50. It's a really heavy boat, so smooth ride, but it would go faster if it was lighter. But 50 is just fine.
How much faster
do
you want to go?
Exactly. I don't really go 50 on it. And the Parker 28's got twin Yamaha 350s, and the 25's got twin 250s, all young.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So they're all very powerful, very fast.
Yeah, yeah. We're able to get out and back, you know, in a day's time. Like last couple of years with the Everglades, we were fishing, you know, 12-hour trips to Nick. You know, I think we had 17 trips two seasons ago out to Nick. We turned around and we're like, whoa.
Yeah, that's crazy to think about. So you're fishing San Nicolas Island where you leave in the morning, you come home that same night, catching your big tunas and...
Yeah,
that's just crazy.
Yeah, it's a blessing having a boat that Exactly.
Shrinks the ocean.
Exactly.
How far did you have to run for these tuna that you were just talking about?
The yellowfin trip, we did not have to run very far at all. I don't remember the exact numbers, but we were dead in between the upper five and the Ensenada banks. And then this week we had a trip. We did run about 88. We had limits of that user-friendly stuff. Wow. But that fish has since slid up and
getting closer.
I got a little more into the window of preferability for us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a long run and a lot of fuel.
Yeah, especially this year.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, how nice is it that what we're fishing right now is just around the corner and not running an insane distance? It's great.
It's a treat for sure.
No kidding. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Lots to talk about with our good friend Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. So much fun stuff to cover. So much great stuff going on right now. The Big Dana Landing Summer Kickoff Sale. It's going to be a really fun show. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call. Jeff is standing by at the Fan Studios at 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the phones or send us a text. People obviously knew that Dwayne was coming in this morning because we already have a bunch of really good texts that have come through.
Yeah.
And we have 2 full hours of taking your texts. If you want to send in a text message, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. We talk about it all the time. It's a free download. If you don't already have the app, it's the easiest way to keep in touch with Let's Talk Hookup. It's the easiest way to catch all the archive shows. If you missed a fun one when Johnny was talking about all the great deals at the sale today, that was on last week and is available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, it's your only way to text in your questions. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number along with your question is all we need in case you win the big prize at the end of the show today. And what a prize we are giving away. One lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to win a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. Today we're giving away the Hose frame, the Jose, which is a really, really cool pair from Costa.
I really like the Jose pair.
Yeah, yeah, they're awesome. It's you know, the Jose's was one of the most popular pairs we had. And then when they introduced the Pro Series of glasses, it's better ventilation. They're very comfortable. No fog issues. Adjustable nose piece. They're just awesome. A really, really cool pair. This one has the offshore classic, the 580 blue mirror lens from Costa. There's just not a better pair of glasses to put on your head looking offshore for tuna. And one lucky caller is going to get that pair at the end of the show today, a caller or texter, as always, decided by the coin flip at the end of the show.
I might mention, too, that Dana Landing today only till 1 o'clock, keep in mind it goes now till 1, 25% off all Costas in stock.
Crazy.
25% off. That just doesn't happen. I know Bob Hoos is going to be there, and he'll fit you. He'll get you all set up. And a host of other people, too, are going to be there. So 25% off Costas today only till 1 o'clock at Dana Landing.
And we have such a good display of glasses, too. You're going to go in. You're going to talk to a guy like Hoos, find a frame that fits your face right, then find the pair of lenses that complements the type of fishing that you do. And you're going to have a pair of glasses you'll have forever. It's an important tool when you're on the water.
Got to have them, right, Dwayne?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. Again, if you want to get through, it's 833-288-0973. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls, reading those texts, and having a lot of fun with Dwayne. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedro's Island. We now have 2 lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we'd love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check KingfisherCharters.com.
Hi, it's Ben, and I want to tell you about a great event at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, on beautiful Mission Bay. It is coming up on Saturday, May 16th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., the summer kickoff sale. With all this warm weather, it feels like summer already, so we are celebrating a bit early with huge discounts on everything in the store. Catch all this. Reels are 10% off, plus free Spectra, 15% off rods, and 25% off clothing, shoes, and sunglasses. They even have buy two, get one free deals on hooks, irons, and fluorocarbon. Plus, buy three, get one free on hard baits, soft plastics, and war baits. Don't miss huge savings on JRI jigs, grab some raffle tickets, and win some incredible prizes, all benefiting Rollo Kids and CCA. Plus, score awesome freebies with qualifying purchase and check out the special Turtle Box speaker bundles that include Dana Landing gift cards. Saturday, May 16th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Dana Landing on Mission Bay. Don't miss it. Summer starts at Dana Landing.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup again. Having a great time here this morning on the big Saturday, the summer kickoff sale at Dana Landing happening right now. We had so much fun with the boys in here talking all the big sale items, and today's the day to kick it off. And what good timing. You know, we laughed with Johnny, like, this was supposed to be the summer kickoff sale. You know, right. When you talk about the sale in paper, you know, the year before, it's like, okay, well, hopefully there'll be a little bit of fish around and we'll get guys fired up before their fishing trip starts. And, man, you look at this season and Dwayne's been catching yellowfin for a month already. Yeah. Like, what great timing. You don't often have an opportunity at huge sale prices during the season. Yeah, you know, yeah, it's always before and after, but this thing really lined up great. It's going to be a huge day at Dana.
It's a big day at Dana. We're going to hear from Steve Pinard very shortly here today. But before I forget, as 2 hours goes by so fast,
no,
I want to talk about fishing with Jess at Corner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know,
isn't that great?
Yeah. So I know you and Brandon did it last year,
yeah.
Last May. And this is fishing for smallmouth bass at Lake Coeur d'Alene in Idaho, northern Idaho, up in the Panhandle. Lolly and I drove over from Helena, Montana to Coeur d'Alene, stayed at the Coeur d'Alene Resort, which was fantastic. This time of the year was great because we got nice upgrade for pretty cheap, and it's like insane room for a reasonable price, which doesn't happen. Like from Memorial Day to Labor Day, it's insanity there. I don't think I ever want to visit there from Memorial Day to Labor Day because I guess, I don't know, it just sounds like it's a very busy place. But there's all these, as you saw, there's all these multi-million-dollar houses all over the place. It's a mind-blowing place.
Such a sneaker spot. Like, I was completely unfamiliar with it. I just knew that I saw pictures of Jess holding 4 and 5 and 6 pound smallies, and I knew, like, well, I know that I want to do that, but knew nothing about it.
Yeah.
And you get up there, and, yeah, I mean, from, you know, the A-list celebrity style, you know, bitchin' house with the wooden boats on the lift cruising to that's what was so fun, to then two kids fishing in a John boat, you know, catching smallies on the shoreline, to fishing with Jess on their amazing rig. Like, it's a cool place.
But it's, if you are into catching big trophy size.
Oh, my God.
I mean, trophy size. Yeah. A 4 or 5, 6 pound smallmouth is true trophy size.
That's a cow.
Biggest smallmouth bass I ever caught was like maybe 8 inches long.
Yeah,
And like the first fish I caught was like a 4 pounder.
Yeah.
And I am not a bass fisherman. I first to claim. I struggle with a small spinning reel and throwing off of small spinning reels and stuff like that. And so once you put a bait caster in my hand, I was fine, right? But the small spinning reel, it was a learning experience there. But Jess is a master.
That's crazy, man.
25 years old.
So good.
And he's not only he's now the editor of PCS Magazine. Bill made him the editor.
Hey, awesome. All right.
But he's very capable about it. He wrote a great article this month in Forward Facing Sonar.
Oh,
about live scope.
Dude, that guy
he's the master of. So if you want to learn about forward facing sonar, which if you are fishing freshwater, it's a game changer. And I think it'll come to saltwater at some point, right?
Yeah, eventually. Yeah.
I think so much so that it already is starting to. It's the type of technology where the guys that are really the most heads up of the saltwater bass guys have it and do not talk about how good
right.
it is. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things that, it's whatever it is. It's gyros before people talked about gyros. It's one of those things that it is such a difference maker that once you see how it works, you cannot not have it.
Like, yeah, definitely. But check that out. It's
how
this
fun, right
PCS
on.
PCS Magazine, written by Jess, who's a master, and now he's the editor. Congratulations. At 25 years old.
Yeah, how cool.
But going fishing with him, as you and Brandon know, is insane. He knows, he grew up there. He knows every inch of that giant lake. It's such a beautiful place. And it was the first day that we were doing some bed fishing, and that was crazy. You know, fishing 4 and 5, 6 pound smallmouth off
so
the bed.
So you're getting to visually see them.
Visually.
Oh, how
casting,
cool.
Visually
oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, in like 3-4 feet of water.
Oh, wow.
Right?
That's awesome.
It was pretty. And then, of course, we caught fish on crankbaits, we caught fish on swim baits, caught fish on Ned rigs, caught fish on drop shots. I mean, it was a tremendous learning experience
That's
for
great.
Me. And just a ton of big fish. I mean, just like a small one is like 2.5 pounds.
Yeah.
Which is a trophy anywhere else.
We said the same thing. Our last day of fishing where it just broke, absolutely insane. You became completely numb to a 3, even a 3.5 pounder. Like numb to it. No picture, no just like, oh yeah, another one, high five. There you know, like the camera didn't come out until they were 4.5, you know, and bigger still. Like it's a really, really special place.
Now I say summertime would not be a time I would visit, but I guess it gets really good. The fishing gets really good in the summer too.
So oh yeah!
Don't be afraid if you like jet skis and wake boats and all those kind of stuff all over the place. I mean, he tucks away into different spots, so you're not even going to see that kind of stuff. But summer there is a big deal. But like spring, like even into early spring, like April and stuff. I know Chris Minnick and his gang went up there and they just absolutely killed the largemouth and the smallmouth. And then the fall. Really good.
Yeah, Brandon and I are going to go back in November.
In November,
we think. Yeah. The only problem is both Brandon and I will admit, like, I am a wuss when it comes to cold weather.
Dude, you got to take layers.
I'm a wuss when it comes to cold weather, and he is 10 times a bigger wuss than I am. So, like, we got our work cut out for us, but Jess says November. He said, if you want big ones and catch them in cool ways, that's when you got to come back. So we're doing a fall trip.
But you want to do that? It's something you should do in your lifetime, because you'll go back.
No doubt.
I
want to
go back for sure. CDA sport fishing. So Coeur d'Alene, or CDL sport fishing, excuse me. CDA,
right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's CDA, but I'll double check for sure.
I think it's CDL sport fishing.
Okay.
But anyway, I'll double check. But anyway, Jeff Pottinger is the guy. He is so well connected up there, and Bill DePriest up there. It's his operation, so it was nice to see Bill up there and too in his hometown. It's CDA Sport
Fishing. Well, at least the Instagram is CDA Sport Fishing.
CDA Sport Fishing.
And then their website is the Lake
Charters.
Mm-hmm, you got it.
Yeah, lakecharters.com.
LakeChartersLLC.com.
LakeChartersLLC.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
you got it.
You can always contact Rick or myself. We know how to get the hold of them.
Yeah.
Too, so,
awesome.
Definitely highly recommended there.
It's a cool trip.
Yeah, it's a super cool trip. And a beautiful place of the world.
No doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Scott Sherman's on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys. Welcome back, Pete.
Thanks.
Yeah, just wanted to give a follow-up on the bottom fishing tournament, give the results on what we raised for Friends of Rollo, if that's okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, this year we were hoping to do better than last year, and we absolutely crushed it thanks to your show and a bunch of other people pitching in. We raised about $39,000.
Oh, my God. No
That's
way.
That's a big number in a one-day bottom fishing tournament. $39,000 to take kids fishing. That's awesome. What did you do last year? I'm just curious.
Yeah, last year we did 25,000, this year we crushed that and did 39. The tournament itself raised about 32, but we actually collected about $6,000 in direct donations to Friends of Rollo as well.
Wow.
Man, that's so cool, you guys.
So
what a great
job. Well, congratulations and nice work there, too. It's really great that you did that. So congratulations, Sherman. Money goes to getting kids fishing. And speaking of Friends of Rollo, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Mike Lum will be there today at the Dana Landing event.
It's gonna kick off.
And so he'll be there, talking Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, taking donations and doing all kinds of good stuff over there. And a lot of the money, so I think they have a raffle. I believe Steve will tell us.
today, and
you'll be able to donate to Rollo today with
and some cool stuff.
Yeah, Steve's always so generous about that kind of stuff. He's amazing. He's now the president of Captain Rollo's.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah,
Steve?
He's the president.
How cool.
Yeah, yeah, yes indeed.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Too, Pete, is, thank you to you and Steve and Ricky for all the good stuff you guys down at Fisherman's Landing hooked us up with. Dana Landon hooked us up, Phil's Barbecue, all our sponsors really made this thing happen. I just really, from the bottom of my heart, wanted to thank you guys for what you do.
Well, I know the pleasure is certainly all ours. I can speak to that in terms of giving you the stuff because we know how important it is. And a big hats off to you and everybody from Southwestern Yacht Club for running such a great event. Tournaments don't have the whatever it is, the 54th annual. You don't do something for 54 years in a row not doing it right.
Yeah.
And it was very clear. And what an amazing amount that you raised to take kids fishing. And, yeah, hats off. Great job, boys.
All right.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Hey.
Thanks again for all you do.
Yeah, and appreciate all your hard work there, Sherm. Keep it up, and thanks. We'll see you over at the Dana Landing thing today, I hope.
You betcha.
All right. Thanks, Sherm. All right. Speaking of Dana Landing, I believe we have Steve Pinard from Dana Landing on the line.
What's up,
morning,
Steve.
Morning,
dude.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey, what's going on?
A couple people rolling around here.
That's a good thing, right?
It starts at 8, so I don't know if it's going to be different than right now. It's packed over here.
Oh, is it really? Okay. Nice. We thought it started at 7, but it starts today. Now, can you buy stuff if you want right now?
Yes.
Yes. Well, please clarify. I know it said Mike Lump's going to be there with Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. How are you raising money over there for Captain Rollo's today, President?
So we're doing a really big raffle. Everyone here has donated something. I know there's like a deckhand, keel bag. There's big tackle boxes. There's some Yeti stuff. There's a big pile of stuff over here. We're selling raffle tickets, one for $5, five for $20. And if you buy a raffle ticket, you get a ticket for lunch.
So,
I guess let me back up. That raffle will be 50% to CCA and 50% to Friends of Rollo.
Okay, great. That's
the donation,
awesome.
All the money. If you buy even a single raffle ticket, you get Charlie's Landing is coming over and making basically Baja hot dogs, bacon wrapped dog, grilled onions, peppers, chipotle. It's like a little meal. So you get that just buying one ticket.
You get free lunch just for sending some money to send kids fishing and keep our rights to fish between CCA and Rollo.
Exactly.
Love it.
Wow.
Great job.
That sounds
pretty
good. Now I see Dwayne has his Yeti cup here. I understand you also have 20% off Yeti, all your Yeti in stock, which never goes on sale.
Yep. And keep in mind, that's the thing here. We can't really advertise that this stuff is all on sale, but all the brands that you typically can't advertise or you're not allowed to advertise are on sale. They're all on sale.
Yeah, they're all on sale. Like Toronto, I didn't
sunglasses,
say that.
Well,
Costa.
We carry Costa and Maui Jim.
Yeah.
So
25% off Costa, 25% off Maui Jim, right?
Yep.
Everything.
The good stuff's on sale, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get over there.
I know Bob Hoos will be there from Costa, styling people out.
It's a one-day, one-time, gloves come off, come get it before the season gets rolling.
Exactly. We're already in the fishing season,
hell
so
yeah.
It's not something you have to buy in February at a show. It's just boom, here you go.
Yeah.
Any other notable sales? I mean, so everything's on sale.
Everything's on sale. I don't even know the prices, but we're discounting all of our tranks that we have in stock, and then if you do a twin powered spinning reel, like I think the 10,000 size, you get a free Terez rod. It's like a $320 rod.
How cool! Yeah. We talked about that yesterday too. You know, there's been plenty of buy a reel, get a rod sales that have happened over the years, and it's usually some off brand doesn't make sense. Like you're talking, like you said, you're talking about giving away a $300 rod with the purchase of a reel.
And I'll tell you why. Somehow we ordered wrong, and we have 18 of these reels. So there's nothing wrong with them. They haven't come out with a new one. It's just we have too many.
You're just overstocked.
Yeah. So you heard them. Customer gets hooked up. All this stuff. So Dane Lanning, am I correct that it ends at 1 o'clock?
Yeah, that's where we're gonna wrap it up.
Okay. All right. So if you want to, what about the sale? I mean, if you get there at 2 o'clock? So you can buy all day. So the deals will go on all day.
The vendors will be there till 1. The sale lasts until the doors lock.
I just want to let the vendors go home.
Good for you. You're a nice guy.
We'll be here all day.
Yeah, okay. So if you want the sale items, get over there all day today. If you want to meet the vendors and take advantage of the Rollo event and all that stuff, 1 o'clock today. So you better get over there. Dana Lanning, how do we find you, Steve?
We're right on Ingram Street across from SeaWorld.
Okay. Right next to the launcher.
Yeah. Home of the Pinnacle Sport Fishing Fleet.
That's right.
You got it.
You'll see Dwayne over there after the show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, morning, Dwayne.
Morning,
yeah.
Steve. All right. I'll be over there, too. All right, Steve. Great job.
And
we'll hear from Ron Lane later in the show today about his connection with Dana Lanning there, because he's got some stuff going on, too.
One more thing.
Yes.
Even the Olokai guys are here. It's $30 flip flops. They're doing a sample.
What? Come on.
$30 flip flops.
No way.
Save a couple size 11s for me.
Yeah.
I'll be over in a couple hours.
Are you kidding me?
That's crazy.
Holy mackerel. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, there's more.
That's less.
But wait, there's
that's
more.
That's beyond 50% off. Yeah. That's like a 75% offer.
Yeah. Wow, it's like what a strap on an Olokai would cost.
Yeah. Exactly.
Steve, appreciate it. We'll see you over at Dana Lanning. All
thanks,
right,
guys. Thanks.
Later, buddy.
See you later. Hey, phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
You got it, man. Everybody's excited to talk to Dwayne. We're going to start it off this morning with John. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. John, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. And Captain Dwayne, I wanted to ask, what kind of things are you considering when you're trolling, whether you're using a Mad Mac or spreader bar? What helps you make that decision?
Being that we're lucky enough to fish every day, it's kind of like what led up to that day, what we did the day before, day before that, what our coat group's doing. Also, it depends on what we're seeing with our eyeballs once we get up in the tower there. From this season, the way it's been going, we'll usually start with some laser pros. I usually just troll like two lines just so we can clear them if we get baits out really quick. Most guys would rather get bait stops than troll stops, but it is stop the boat, especially with small boats. It's kind of, what you know and what you're seeing, really, and just having everything else ready. So, say you got your laser pros out, you definitely want to have a couple big rigs ready, too, in case you see bigger fish or your spreader bar's already out. And kind of go about it like that.
I love it.
Cool. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Yeah, all right. Hey, we're going to jump right into it. Had a really fun text here this morning for Dwayne. Says it's from Riley in San Marcos. Morning, guys. Great to see Dwayne on the show. Dwayne and Nico are always so great to fish with. Pinnacle Sport Fishing sets the bar so high on their San Diego trips. We talked about it a little bit there. I'm wondering if you guys offer international trips that we can join you with. I love following along on Instagram, seeing you guys fish Baja, Panama, et cetera. And my question is, how do we get to be a part of those trips?
Yes, that's a really good question. And, yes, that's something we are doing and we will be doing more of in the future. This year for 2027, we already have Panama lined up. We will have the dates for Panama next week. Actually, the owner of the resort's coming out here to hang with us for a few days and fish, and we're going to get everything inked, and we will be posting it on both the Pinnacle and myself and Nico's Instagram page at Dwayne Diego, at Nico Linnaeus, and at Pinnacle Sport Fishing.
All right. And what's the Pinnacle Sport Fishing website?
www.pinnaclesportfishing.com.
Okay.
And then we've also got some other stuff possibly coming up in Costa Rica.
So, yeah, it's all kind of TBD, but we're definitely in talks, and it's definitely going to be happening sooner than later.
All right. That's it. Very good. Hey, another good one here from Joe in Fallbrook. Follow up on that. Great shows this morning. Nice to hear Dwayne talk about Bocas. I was fortunate to be able to get there on my honeymoon right when COVID started and shutting it down. I was curious to know if Dwayne fished for any tarpon inshore. Can't wait to go back there.
Yes, we have fished for tarpon there. We kind of got word through the local fleet that where they were at. We were seeing fish swimming around like early in the mornings, like near the mangroves, and in the evenings when we were coming back from fishing offshore or jigging. So we did a little bit of research and found that you can fish those things, you know, the hour before gray into the gray, tied up to buoys in the channel. And those buoys attract Google-eyed jacks, also known as catalitos. That's all those fish will eat. So you'll pull up to the buoy, tie your bow line off to the buoy, get tight on that and start making bait. Every Google eye is a bite, guaranteed.
Wow.
No kidding. If you catch a different bait, they won't touch it. It's crazy. You'll pull up, and it looks like sea bass under the boat. I was freaking out. I'm like, that can't be all
giant
tarpon. And we kept catching the wrong baits, and finally got a Google eye, pinned them on through, you know, backhooked them, threw them out on a balloon. It took 5 seconds.
Whoa.
5 seconds. But the thing with that is, with the resort we're at, they really like to do ocean to table. They're really prideful on, like, them catching the fish for the restaurant and for the meals and stuff. So we don't focus too hard on tarpon. We're really fishing for, you know, food there. But we are definitely going to be tapping into it at least once to twice a week with our special groups, just as something to do early in the mornings before breakfast, and then go back, eat, and go back out and jig.
Sweet.
So, yeah. It's a good fishery
like so
for those things.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time to hear from Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing. Today, that report is sponsored by, we just heard from him, Dana Landing on Mission Bay. They're your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, and it is on today. The annual summer kickoff sale with huge discounts on everything in the store, lots of buy two, get one free opportunities, discounts on every rod and reel in stock, and free Spectra with the purchase of a reel, free product with a lot of different qualifying purchases, 20% off on all Yeti products, and so much more. It's happening today until 1 p.m., the big sale at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, right next to the Dana Lawn Tramp across from SeaWorld. Check danalanding.com for more info. We got him. Marcos is standing by from C4 Sport Fishing. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
We're doing great, man. Yeah, great
morning.
To hear from you.
Right, and you know, everything working well this morning.
Yes.
Fishing's been great this week. I know we missed report last week, but honestly, it's been very much what we've been talking about for the whole winter / spring there. And we're creeping up pretty quick on the full-blown season here. I know a lot of people are getting out of school the next couple weeks here, so I expect things to not only keep picking up fishing-wise, but also we're going to start getting more people down here fishing. So let's get you guys some updates here, and then we'll tell you how to go on the trip, because I have a feeling reservations are going to start piling up there. And like I said, very similar to what we've seen. The half days, very good fishing there. Yellowtail, bonita, calico bass. Still some good bottom fishing there. Rockfish and reds. Did see one halibut this week. And the twilight last night, 16 anglers had 2 barracuda, 23 calico bass, released 150, 11 rockfish, and 3 sculpin. And that's kind of a good representation of what we've been seeing there.
How fun.
The full day trips, fishing out the island there, the San Diego. Good yellowtail fishing, the Sea-Watch. Find those 3 core days locally. Also, nice mix of fish and yellowtail in there. It's just a continuation of what we've had all winter here. Yellowtail, barracuda, calico bass, bonita on the full day. Locally, similar fishing there, a little bit more weighted towards the bottom fish. The overnights, I just got a report from Hale on the Voyager, and he left yesterday morning on one of those early departures on the 2 days. So he fished yesterday and this morning, and he already has limits of bluefin. He's got the rest of the day to look around and see what else he can catch there. And just across the board is what we're seeing. So definitely check the website, seaportlanding.com. We have those half days, morning, afternoon, and the twilight. And like I said, we're running that twilight 7 days a week. It's been so popular the last couple of years that we're going to make sure we run it as much as possible. Sea-Watch filling in on the 7 to 4s. They're out there this morning doing that local fishing. San Diego on the full days. All those overnights, 1 days, day and a half, 2 days. And a little bit of weather rolling through this weekend. Most of those guys got out last night. They're going to beat that weather, but might see a little lull there Sunday, Monday, but it should pick right back up. Again, c4landing.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person. get some good breakfast next door and get out in the boat and get fishing.
Marcos, it's great. I was texting with Captain Chris from the Sea Watch earlier, and he was telling him how good that full day, the local full day run has become. Like, you know, the 7 to 4, it's almost like the forgotten killer trip.
I remember
those
that.
Guys are, they're having really good fishing on what's probably the most, like, under the radar trip going to Seaford. They only had, you know, they had 10 guys on the boat yesterday. They had 6 yellows, a bunch of bass, barracuda and bonita.
Wow.
Like, it's killer. I mean,
yeah, La Jolla's going off.
It really is. And it's such a sneaker trip right now because it was so popular forever. And then, you know, obviously the type of trips that, you know, the San Diego runs, you forgot about how really good that local is. And, you know, Chris said, we're going to do this thing. We're going to make it a 7 day a week, every day run. So the local 7 to 4 full day is just, that's the under the radar trip to be on right now.
Those are the trips I cut my teeth working on boats on. Those are so fun.
That's the best.
It's super fun.
You have the time for conditions to develop.
Yeah.
Not that there's not fantastic fishing on the half day, and there is, and Brian and those guys are doing such a good job, but there was always that feeling of like everything built, the bait was on, the current was happening, right when things are really going, it's time to go in and reload.
Yeah.
And when you're on that local 3/4 day run, you don't have that. You're just, you're there. It's just awesome.
And plus it's a gentleman's start, 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Or, you know, kind of get washed up, have dinner.
Yeah, totally.
For sure. Hey, Marcos, appreciate the report. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Talk to you next week, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that.
All right. Hey, that's going to wrap us up again. The Gamakatsu guys, they're at the Dana Landing kickoff sale today as well with a fantastic deal. You buy $25 worth of Gamakatsu product, and you're going to receive a free pocket utility box. It's such a nice box.
Yeah.
Double closed, great box to keep all your hooks in while you're on the go on the sport boat. Plus, Dana Landing, and if you buy $50 in product, you're going to get a free everyday carry knife. That's the most insane deal there is. Because
$100 knife.
Yeah. You get a $100 knife for spending $50 on top of all the Dana Landing deals. You know, I think it's buy two, get one free on hook. So you're already buying two, get one free. And you get free goods on top of it. It's just such a great deal. Plus, Dana Landing is going to have all the great opportunities. Be sure to stop by the Gamakatsu booth to get your free products today at the summer kickoff sale. When we come back, we got a lot more of that Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a whole bunch of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealer.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Whether you're on the lake, on the river, or on the bay, when you hop on board for a day on the water, make sure everyone's on board with wearing a life jacket. Life jackets save lives. Get on board. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Baker Marine knows you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, and Fujinon just made the deal even sweeter with an additional $200 savings on their amazing bundle deal. Here's what's included. Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440 binoculars, Pelican vault case with custom laser-cut foam insert, plus the Fujinon polarized filters at $1,704 retail value for just $1,299.99. You save over $400. This is the best deal ever on these amazing binoculars. The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision, and now protect your investment with the custom Pelican case and the polarized filters that help you find more on the water. This special bundle is available at Baker Marine on Shelter Island for a limited time only. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and take advantage on this never-before-seen bundle pricing on the Fujinon TSX 1440 binoculars. A savings of over $400. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Hunters Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with Captain Dwayne. Lots going on this morning. Your phone calls, if you want to get in, it's 833-288-0973. Just like Alex, who's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Alex, good morning. Thanks for getting us rolling here.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a question for Captain Dwayne. I was going to ask if you brought back any of those jigging techniques for Panama, or what's the usual program whenever you're fishing fish that are deeper in the water column?
Yeah, down in Panama, we were fishing just the lighter stuff as far as gear goes, like Saltiga 50 jigging reel on like a, I think it was like a PE 4 to 6, or maybe it was a 3 to 5, but, you know, a little bit lighter of a rod. We're fishing anywhere from, like, call it 30 to 35 fathoms, and fishing tungsten jigs. It kind of depended on the day and the current, but I never fished anything bigger than 220, and mostly I was fishing 180 tungstens, and it was pretty basic, you know, drop to the bottom, give it a couple sweeps, a couple jigs, you know, probably four jig pulls up, then drop back down. A lot of times a bit on the second drop or on the first, you know, jig up. And then, you know, you could obviously just try to doink them as well. That was working for a couple of the guys really well. It's just the fishing's so good there. I think, honestly, anything you do is going to work as long as you give it a little bit of action. You know, I think three drifts, the first day we did it, we had, like, 16 fish between four of us. Like, it was just ridiculous. And it was all, like, grade fish, like, good ones.
Nice. What's the prize fish of the reef?
I'm going to say those guys really, really, really like muttons, and they really like groupers, like the red throat grouper and the black grouper. They don't get as big as like our grouper over here or the ones in Florida, but you're looking at solid, you know, 15 to 30 pound fish on the light jigging gear. It's a freaking hoot. They also have like a little hyphen amberjack there. Just a plethora of species down there. You know, it's like I said, it's world class. You know, we've had days where it's like every drift you're bit, every single drift. And if you do a drift and you catch one or two or three, it's kind of like, okay, let's go somewhere else.
I can't get over that. It's like, yeah, there's 100-pound tarpon to go catch, but we just don't really do
yeah.
that much.
Yeah, that's what that's I crazy. Think, Scotty. But again, you know, it's yeah. there's so much to do at that resort between the surfing and the fishing. It's really hard to carve out the time for him, at least, if it doesn't go on the table. But when we're doing our hosted weeks, we kind of get the free willy run around to do what we want with our guys. So
is this a surfing fishing resort, or correct. Do you do everything?
It's correct. It's surfing and fishing.
Surfing and fishing.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Interesting. That sounds fun. And the name of it is?
Red Frog Bungalows Resort.
Interesting. All right. Very good. Well, let's jump back in the phones.
Robert in Canyon Country's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What up, Robert?
Morning, guys. So what is the deal with Pinnacle Sport Fishing? What can we expect? Sounds really exciting. What's a day on one of those boats?
You know, it kind of varies between a trip type and boat that you're on. Like I said, we have three different boats on offer, 25 Parker Cuddy, 28 Parker Pilot House, and a 33 Everglades Center Console. You know, we do trips anything from local half day all the way up to Trophy Bluefin, full day offshore, Coronado Islands. Best way to get all that information is to go to www.pinnaclesportfishing.com and check out the rates page.
Yeah, and book early.
Book earlier than later. Years like this, once it really, really snaps into gear and the weather comes together, it's going to be hard to get a date.
What's your favorite time of the year to go fishing here?
All the time.
All the time. Anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's good fishing right yeah, now you know, in honestly, so many places.
Honestly, you know, summer and fall is so special here. I also like the ramp up in the spring, especially
spring
years like
good.
This. Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, wintertime, Big Yellow's local, you know, cold mornings, hot coffee, a lot less crowded. There's this special fishing here year-round. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's kind of like...
So does Pinnacle Sport Fishing fish year-round?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Nico stays in town. And he'll be running a lot more, quote-unquote, off-season trips this year as he wants to develop, like, his skills in the fishery during the off-season and figuring out, you know,
yellowtail pattern, stuff like that. Wintertime sea bass, all that kind of fun stuff. Yep, exactly.
The other thing, too, like, you know, it's so easy to get overshadowed. You see the flash bulbs. You guys do such a good job when it comes time to, like, trophy hunting, you know, big bluefins. But how do you say that that's better than a day like you showed us, Nico, yesterday? Like, how do you compare a day at the islands, you know, your group had limits of big yellowtail? Like, how can you pick a favorite?
Yeah, you know, we really personally don't have them, Nico and I, and Sequoia. I think we like everything, and I think that's why we're able to do a pretty good job just because we're really well-versed. You know, Sequoia, again, he's been fishing with me for, like, 20 years, myself and Greg and a lot of the old school guys, Neil. You know, it's kind of like whatever our clients want to do. And it's you know, for a long time, it was the big fish glory thing was hit. And now it's really good to see that guys want to go back to traditional fishing. Like, we definitely have a lot of big fish trips on the books, but we also have a lot of guys that just want to hook a bait, hot bait, throw it in the corner and get bit and, you know, rip on them.
I don't think there's anybody that does big tuna better than your group in that field, but I'll bet it's fun on the occasion when you're just head down grinding, putting kite baits out to have a group that says, we want to go to the islands and cast a surface iron and catch yellowtail for the
absolutely
day.
Absolutely. You know, it's good to change it up too.
And speaking of bait, the Abraham brothers have been doing such a great job this spring.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we've had some absolute fire bait this year. I'm stoked on that.
Yeah. Bait is important. Absolutely. Bait is critical.
The most important.
Yeah.
Hey, we're having a great time here this morning, having lots of fun with Captain Dwayne talking fishing, and we got another hour coming your way. We're going to say goodbye to the fan and a whole lot more coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app as well as Facebook and YouTube Live. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, another full hour coming your way.
Do you know why 1 million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for? Every boater wants reliability and peace of mind on the water, and that's exactly what Towboat US San Diego provides. As part of the largest on-water towing fleet in the nation, Towboat US San Diego is ready to respond when you need them, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. As a member, you get free towing, free fuel delivery, free jump starts, and many more services. Now is a great time to sign up for a Boat US membership, as they are celebrating their 60th anniversary by giving away a 21-foot Grady White boat, plus lots of other prizes. Entry is free. Sign up at BoatUS.com. Let's face it, when you're out on the water, things happen fast. And Towboat US San Diego can help you get home safe. Their fleet of boats and professional captains are standing by ready to lend you a hand when you need it. Membership is inexpensive and is certainly a must-have for any boat owner. Check BoatUS.com for details and sign up for the Grady White Boat Giveaway, which ends June 15th. Towboat US San Diego, your friend on the water.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure. No obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearchersportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearchersportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO Fillet Knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO Knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.